Blog Talk Radio.
Well, there we go. Oh, my God. Tavares? Can you guys believe it? Tavares? That's my group right there, guys. Tavares. And so much love to everybody. How are you guys doing around the world? I hope you are good. It is raining here. Can you believe it? Yes, I know y'all can believe it. The craziest weather in the world here. And but anyway, guys, we want to have a good time. I hope y'all are good. It is Throwback Thursday. And so we're going to have a great time together and just have some fun, okay, guys? I hope you are good with that. I want to just have a good time and, you know, play some good music, throw it back, go way back, you know. So that's what we're going to do here on Soul Eye Records Radio. How's everybody doing? Everybody okay? Y'all good? Y'all ready to rock and roll with me? I'm going to take you back, man. We're going to have a good time today. So, with that being said, let's get going on Soul Eye Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell.
been playing every day.
Everybody, also the day is Leon Silver's birthday. Happy, happy birthday, Leon. God bless you, man. And we pray that you are good and that you are well and everything is going to be good for you. Enjoy your birthday, man, and God bless you. Wow, that is it's incredible. I mean, this brother has been around for a long time doing a lot of things musically. For so many people, for so many artists, so many record companies, so many managers, executives. I mean, he has been there doing his thing. So God bless you, man, and thank you so much for blessing us with their music from way back in the early 70s all the way up until now. You have just been a blessing. God bless you, and may God keep you and take care of you and enjoy your birthday. Best as you can. God bless you, brother.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh,
I believe.
Believe in yesterday.
day.
Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh,
I believe.
You.
Tell you, I enjoyed having this segment for Leon Silvers. He such an amazing musician, and the way he played that bass was really something special about Leon Silvers and the bass playing. He played his bass like singers would sing. His melodies were like a singer's melody. And so hats off to you, my brother Leon. God bless you. May God keep bringing you many, many more birthdays. And just keep on doing what you're doing in the studio. And I pray that God will give you back the victory and you will take off again, because we need that kind of music again. We need those kind of melodies and songs with melodies and great bass lines and great drum tracks and great guitar rhythms and great keyboard patterns and stuff. We need that kind of stuff. And I have to say that, you know, for me being a musician, I love musicianship. And when we were in the studio, we all had the opportunity to show what we had, to show what we had developed, because Leon gave us that room to show it. And so whenever you get with a great producer, they give you that room to show your goods, show what you're working with. And I'm just so proud of Leon for doing it the way he did it. You know, some say, oh, he could have did a better job, or he could have did this, or he could have did that. The way I see it, he did it the way he did it, and that was good enough for me. And I'm just proud of him. I love you, Leon, and thank you so much for always calling me to say happy birthday to me. Thank you for loving me and helping me through some very difficult times. When I felt insecure and not knowing, you know, if I was going to stay in California or what I was going to do, and you always blessed me and said, no, we're going to do this. No, you're going to do this. No, you're going to. And so thanks for being like my big brother. I appreciate that very, very much, man. You are a good brother, and God bless you, and may God keep you. Oh, man. So there's so many great things I can say about him. By the way, Chuck Gentry says, happy birthday to you, Leon Silvers. And so I want, you know, you to know, Leon, that, you know, we look forward to chopping it up with you on the radio one of these days. We like to just sit down and just talk to you about the creation of Solar and the creation of your developing yourself into becoming the bass player that you are, because the bass player that you became, and I remember you used to listen to James Jamerson from Motown all the time, and so, but I didn't know you were really, like, listening, and so I'm so proud of you for listening, and really made your own thing out of it, and God bless you, man. take care, Leon. Do you keep doing you, and we pray that you have a blessed and beautiful birthday from all of us here, Greg, Astrid, Wardell, all of us, Don Fleming, just everybody here over at Solar Gala, you know, and come on, why can't I say his name? T. Meyer. T. Meyer became Solar Specialist. And so, and everybody that participates in Solar, you know, and the mates of all the people, because, you know, we do this because of what you created, Leon, Solar, what you created. And so, and all the people that do this with me are part of that whole thing. Like, we're doing it because of something that you created, man. So thank you my partners to their partners, and on and on and on, Leon. God bless you, man. Keep on doing your thing. Thank you again for being the best part of Solar. Thank you for just, you know, being you, man. I love you very, very much. And I just called you. I just called you, and you didn't answer. Yesterday when I called you, you answered. You sounded sick. I hope you're okay, because you didn't sound good. And I know it could have been, it was kind of early. I think I woke you up, but you said, I hope you're okay, buddy. Anyway, that's about it, man. So we're going to get back to this Throwback Thursday here on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And so let's get a little Bobby Taylor doing his thing here on Solar Records Radio. Come on, Bobby.
About your friend.
Love these old school songs because they are so good for the soul. They take us back. They remind us of times and things, and life was maybe easier, and or it was just fun, and we had good times, good memories, and just it's just a beautiful thing, right? So thank God for memories. I appreciate that very, very much. You guys are good out there. We're going way back. You know, y'all know how I do it, right? I gotta take us back, back, back. So, here we go, where we, this lady right here, she's going to put it down. Come on, Ms. Betty Swan, show us. Show us.
You came along, jumped to have your dinner with you, thrilled me for days. gain my place.
I'm telling you, baby, you will never find another.
Watched him blow up and then disappear. He came out, record took off, and then he passed away. So sad, because he was such a beautiful kid, and he was so excited and like, hey, we're going to be doing some stuff together. And he came out to California to write with me. We were doing a writing session, and he's gone. It's like, what? What are you talking about? How did this happen? And so, but it is what it is, and so we will remember him in the best way that we can. Now, I want to also tell you guys, I'm eating this, I'm eating that. So, today I was having Chinese and Japanese food leftovers, because I had it yesterday, right? But I love it so much, I had to save some for today. And so I was having that, but I was having just the soup. And I was feeling good about it. Like, yeah, the soup is wonderful. And enjoying it and stuff. And then I get a text message from Greg. And he says, we're eating cheese and pickles. Cheese and pickles. And then he goes, yum. I'm like, what are you talking about, Greg? Cheese and pickles? That just doesn't make any sense to me. It's not, it doesn't even rhyme. I mean, there's nothing about it that's good. But Greg says it's good to him. He's talking about yummy. So maybe it's good. You know, different strokes for different folks, right? We got to pray for Greg, guys. I'm telling you, we got to pray for the brother. He's struggling. He's usually texting me, I'm having Thai food, you know, some special Indian food, something special, but no, he texts me this. I'm like, are you kidding me? Poor Phil. And, you know, Phil works all day, and then he comes home to cheese and pickles. Sorry, Phil. Sorry. Oh, my God, jeez. Well, Greg works all day, too, so. To be perfectly honest, he just works. He just goes right downstairs to his office. What a blessing that is, right? To have your office right down. My office. Well, okay. So his office is right downstairs. He goes downstairs and he welcomes the people in, and he does their hair. And oh man, it's just a thing, right? Greg does his thing. The ladies are happy. I talk to the ladies all the time. And they're happy. Everybody's happy, right? I get up and I walk out my bedroom and across the hallway into my office. So I can't really brag about Greg getting stuck in, you know, I'm thinking, you know, what kind of traffic you have to deal with when you go to work, Greg? Zero. But look at me. I have the same issue. No traffic at all. We just get up and go into our office. But Greg is making money. Y'all know Greg's making money. He's traveling all over the world, all over the, everywhere. He's everywhere. So that's our buddy doing his thing. Much love, Greg. God bless you. Phil, y'all just enjoy and have fun. But let me know when you get some more Thai food, because we're coming over to get some. We're coming to get it. So let the lady know we're coming. We got to have it. All right, guys. Anyway, let's get back to the music. Oh, tomorrow, so we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles at Los Angeles Records at 3 o'clock. Leon Silvers we will still be celebrating his birthday all week long. So, Leon, we're so just so happy for you. Later on tonight, Don Fleming will be on doing his, and so we're going to have fun. Don Fleming will be on at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. All right, so those of you who are in this country, y'all going to stay up that late. But Greg and them will be knocked out. So anyway, God bless everybody. You all take care, and we are getting back to the music. We're going to have a good time here. This song is so beautiful to me. It just really touches my heart, and I just love it. I remember singing this as a kid in junior high school, and it was just a beautiful thing. So anyway, let's get going here on Soul Records.
Lift every voice and sing, let heaven ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies resound. Dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun. March on till victory is won. Stony the road we trod, chasing rust out in the days when hope unborn has died, yet with a steady beat as at our weary feet. Come to the place from which our fathers died. We have come over a way that when tears have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the soul.
from the places, our God, where we met thee. Lest our hearts drunk of the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadow beneath thy hand, may we forever stand. Our God,
true to our native land,
true to our native land.
to get you into my life, into my life. Got to get you into my life, into my
I'm good. What's up, man?
What's happening, my brother? Got to get you into my life. Woo! I tell you, Earth, Wind, and Fire putting it down. Man,
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yes, sir. We are having a good time here on Solar Records Radio. We got about 23 minutes left in the show. We got my big little brother, Mr. Dodd Fleming, on the line. What's the word, Bird?
I'm good, man. How you been?
I was fine until I got a message from Greg. Kind of messed my stomach up. He says, we are eating cheese and pickles.
Oh.
Please. I'd have made Don's stomach upset.
No.
Greg, you can't say, you can't say that kind of cheese and pickles. What the? Who eats cheese and pickles? You know, like you'll have like a little cheese and wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have cheese, wine, and pickles. No, you don't. So I don't get what the deal is with the cheese and pickles. That's just so. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, not that.
You're not feeling that at all, right? So
no.
What have you been up to? It's gloomy here in Texas. It's already been raining, and it's going to get worse. I'm not going to go get my tractor again. I'm so sad. I get all the parts, everything ready, and now I'm excited. I'm going to pick up my tractor and come and cut the lawn. Oh, I'm going to have a good time. And ever since I picked up the part and dropped it off, it's no, we can't get it done today. No, we won't get it done until tomorrow. Then tomorrow comes and it's raining. I can't go pick it up in the rain. So I don't even know if it's fixed. I'm afraid to call and say, did you all fix it? Did you get everything working? I'm afraid. So I'm just kind of a lonely brother, man. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting to get on my lawnmower and start to driving around and cutting up a storm. Oh, I love it. I just love it. So, hey, Dan, are you on tonight?
Yes, I am.
Don Fleming.
I am here. Yes, I will be on tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you guys tune in and hang out with me.
You got any special guests calling in? You got your cousin calling in from Las Vegas.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. And hang out with me and whatnot. So you never know who's going to call and hang out with a brother. I still am giddy about Glenn Jones calling in yesterday.
Yeah, that was really cool of him. He's a good guy. And he sent me the song. I posted it. And you know what? I think I'm going to play it today. I need to upload it. I'm going to play
okay.
that song. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it is an oldie. He
yeah.
just did an oldie. It's
yeah.
a new oldie. But yeah, there you go. Don Fleming's in the house, everybody. I'm so excited. I love you, man. So
you too.
And so I want to play. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. Did you want to play anything, Don, while you're here, or are you good to go?
Well, we
got 20 minutes left.
I'm in the system. Okay,
huh?
You know what? Let me get this block.
Okay.
Let me get
Don,
this block. We can close out.
I got the block.
Who did you play any Alexander O'Neal today? You did?
No.
Well, you know what? Let's change that. This is All True Man, Alexander O'Neal. Guys, keep it locked right here.
We love you, Melody. We love you, Melody.
I'll be to welcome you.
Oh man, I have to jump in for a second. Wardell, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had to play Love is a House by Force MDs. You know, I had to hook that up. But we got someone on the phone lines, man.
Yeah, special guest, Mr. Chuck Gentry. What's happening, Chuck?
Hey. What's happening there, Wardell? Don?
Yeah,
how are you?
Man, we just celebrating Leon's birthday and just trying to have a good time here on Solar Records Radio doing what we do.
Oh, that's cool, man. Leon was my dude. Leon was the cat that he put me on the Solar map.
Oh, wow.
Leon personally auditioned. Personally auditioned me, man.
Where was that at? Where did he audition you at? What facility?
It was a rehearsal hall, Western Avenue in Los Angeles.
Oh,
do you remember it, Wardell?
Okay. Yeah, that's what we heard.
You go up that flight of steps and you go into that rehearsal hall. Yeah, that's where they rehearsed. They auditioned me on that on a particular day. And it was me and about...
Why was that?
Because there was a kind of a cattle call out for a guitar player. And so it was me and about 24 other guitar players just all in a line going straight up the steps. One after the next.
Oh, this is for Shalimar.
For Shalimar, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I was wondering, why was he auditioning you? Okay.
Yeah, man. So he auditioned me for that. That was when I first met him. I had no idea who he was, but I saw Howard Hewitt was there, and their road manager was there, Stanley Dillard. And but Leon was the one that put me through the paces. He said, okay, I'm going to give you this part to play, and then I want you to play this part, and then I'm going to show you this part. And when I call out them in A, B, and C, you are to go to those parts. And I did what he requested. And I did it accurately. And the next day I got a call saying, okay, you are in the band.
You have been chosen.
I felt like I had won American Idol, man. I felt like it was The
beautiful.
Voice or something, you know. I felt like it was The Voice or American Idol.
Yeah, back
then, man,
that's,
it was like that was as close as you'd get to something like that.
Yeah,
man.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in all seriousness, he welcomed me with open arms. He really did. He really, really did. He was Leon was truly a gentleman about the whole situation. You know how Leon is. It's like, look, man. You seem to be the cat for the gig. So I'm gonna offer this situation to you, and I want you to be a part of the program. You see what I'm saying? And so we got this concept. And so we want you to just like, so if you could just like be at rehearsal tomorrow, and that would be cool.
That's cool.
So funny.
So, we got 4 minutes left, Chuck.
Did I get him?
Did I
nail it, Wardell?
You nailed it, brother. You nailed it. Chuck, so I'm starting to play your song. You got to tell us about it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, that's a song that I wrote with Kevin Spencer for a young man named Darrell Coleman. And Darrell had records out, but the project that we were working on was for his comeback album. Don't call it a comeback. But it was for his comeback album on Capitol Records. And we felt very proud of what we had done. As a matter of fact, Leon heard it. Even Leon came to the studio and heard us working on the song. It was two songs.
Okay.
Yeah. And the song is called Never Get Enough.
Okay. And we really appreciate you calling in at the last. You know, sorry we have to rush you. We only got 2 minutes left. But we're going to play as much as we can. We love you, Chuck. We appreciate you.
Yes, man.
Love you, brother.
We know you just lost your mom, but she's in a better place, Doug. And now you can
do
you.
Yes, she is, man.
Now you can do all. And now you can do all you now. So bless. So many blessings.
Yeah.
Let's get together and do some stuff, okay? Let's do something.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
We'll figure it
I'm
out.
Coming out there to visit Jimmy Wardell.
Okay. You got it.
All right.
All right,
you guys.
Well,
you too,
love
brother.
You too, Chuck. Hey, everybody, I just want to tell y'all, thank y'all for tuning in today to Soul Out Records Radio. Don't forget tonight, Don Fleming at 8 o'clock. And you guys be blessed and take care of yourself. Don, anything in closing?
No, again, just repeating what you said, just piggybacking. Remember tonight, 8 p.m., make sure you tune in. Hang out with me.
All right, Don.
All right. All right, Chuck. See you later, John.
All right,
see you,
John.
Have a good one, guys.
Okay. You know I never get enough, it must be your show.
You knock me off my